It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. And Vet Talk brought to you each Tuesday morning at this same time as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. Joining us today, Dr. Kent Leckie. Doc, we appreciate you taking time out and talking with us.
No, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
So what are we going to talk about this morning?
So we're starting to get newborn calves, and I guess I would just talk about maybe some vaccines or just taking care of them.
Is it a little early for a lot of calves, or is it that time? It seems early.
So some of these purebred herds are trying to get early calves so that they could raise up for either replacement bulls or replacement heifers.
Okay.
So we have some coming in now, yep.
Very good. So, yeah. So what do we need to know then?
So I know before we talked about, when we're preg checking in the fall, we're giving some vaccines to cows for the calves so they don't get scours or pneumonia or something. But right now, if they don't get the good mom's colostrum, it doesn't work. And then sometimes, our timing could be off for the cow vaccines. But we do have some calf vaccines that we can give to try to prevent scours and pneumonia.
Okay, so are there signs, or is that something where every new calf needs them?
So usually, unless there's a problem, you shouldn't have to do it all the time. But if we're starting to get, two or three calves from one herd, it's like, okay, now we need to do something because, something has been missed. Something's not working right.
Sure.
So we gotta try to prevent then.
Are there signs that people should be watching for?
Yeah, sometimes you have a dirty butt on those that are scouring. And then some of them you just want to make sure they're nursing, because if they're not, then, they can go downhill really fast. And then they don't get up to eat or anything like that.
Okay. So at least there's some things you can be watching for.
Yeah, you bet.
Okay.
And they'll crash in a hurry, so you kind of got to watch, watch for the droopy head, watch, make sure they're up, or if they have a full stomach or not.
Okay, very good. Does the weather play a part in this at all?
Yeah, so when it's cold, if they get a good belly full of colostrum and get dried off, they can handle a lot of stuff. But you try not to get them out where they can get frostbite. But when right now, it's thawing out and the mud shows up, and if they lay down in the mud, their belly buttons can get infected. So that's another thing to watch for, too.
Okay. Boy, there's a lot of things to keep an eye out for, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not super simple. If everything goes right, you don't have to do too much, but you better be watching.
Right. Once it starts going, it can kind of snowball pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Dr. Kent, anything else we need to mention?
I think that should do it today, Steve.
Okay. Well, if anybody has any questions, the vet clinic has a 24-hour hotline. You can always call in.
Yep, you bet. 507-831-1473.
Very good. Dr. Kent Leckie, we appreciate you talking with us today.
Thank you.
That will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.